Right over the MIT bridge, the main entrance of Mass Ave, it's right across the street. It's the big building that's shaped like a dome.
Right, the big dome. Okay, David, what kind of instrumentation is your piece going to
encompass? Well, my piece is for Computer Alone.
Computer Alone also?
Well, yeah. I decided to let it go solo for this particular experiment.
Have you worked with computers before to make music?
No, never in the musical sense, but in fact, working with computers is what
I do
for a living.
That's your job, right?
Yeah, so it's been very interesting for me because I kept my musical activities and my computational activities completely separate before this.
What kind of music were you involved in before?
Well, what you heard, in fact, I graduated from the University of Michigan just recently with a master's degree in composition. And I've been involved in vocal and instrumental music, primarily. I haven't done much of any electronic music, even in the analog medium, largely because I absolutely hate splicing tape. So
you can't get lackeys to do that for you in the studio.
No, that's, this is in Europe.
Yeah, I guess all the composers are pretty hard at work editing tape to most of the works actually going to be presented on tape, or is
all the works will be presented on tape, but in fact most of the editing is done on the computer.
And is that done like in real time at the time of the performance, or
no? It's done in very not real time,
over a period of months
over a period
or weeks.
Of weeks at least.
Yeah.
It's a process in which the piece is put together, and then there are software tools for editing and whatnot. But when the piece is finally recorded, it's usually done all at once in its final form.
Mm-hmm.
So that the it's a technical question about digital sound editing. It's just much more easy to edit sound on a disc in digital form because no fidelity is lost.
Right. It just, the computer hears a number and...
That's an interesting way of putting it. It sings a number.
Okay. I guess there, yeah, fine difference there.
Yeah.
All right, so... I want to thank you, gentlemen, for coming by. I know you've got a lot of work to get back to. And I just want to extend an open invitation if you have any other works in progress that you'd like to talk about or present to our audience, sort of a microcosm of, I guess, your hopeful future audience for the pieces that you're involved in putting together. And that goes for anyone else at the music studio. If you run into some of the other composers, send them on down. Thanks a lot for coming by.
Thank you, David.
Bye-bye.